Yeah, I've used it quite a bit with TrackR, letting the phone do the actual logging. But it all goes to APRSFI, so, you know, you get to see. And that one's, you know, really, you know, the problem with APRS, I travel across the country, and that you can go long, long, long distances between APRS nodes. And so, you know, and all you'll get is a straight line from the last one. So if the last one you had was in, you know, Indianapolis, and then you don't hit another one until, you know, St. Louis, then you'll get the big straight line from Indianapolis to St. Louis. So that's the biggest problem with, you know, with APRS. There's just not a lot of, you know, nodes out there to give you the granularity of, like, let's say, a phone app. But, you know, a phone app is not, you know, just like mesh traffic and everything else. That's not what we want to do. The point is to do this without. So, yep, wouldn't mind getting that one up. And, you know, I asked the guys, would there be any logical reason to put another one in the south part of the county, like on the hospital or something? And they were like, nah, I just need the one, really. So, I guess. So I'm gonna focus on getting that one working. I've got the guys up in St. Clair County. They're bugging me to help them with the repeater project, and I've got a couple other repeater groups asking me to help them with some stuff. So my dance ticket is really full, Dakota.